Today in the show we have the adventures of the Constitution DAO, Shippay partnerships with coin payments, NFT mortgage issuance, and more. I'm your host, Mauricio Magaldi, and this is Block Drops, your weekly digest on blockchain for business. These news are not a form of endorsement, sponsorship, or encouragement for consumption, and are meant for educational purposes only. Every week in this industry, as we want to call it, something really unique and for the first time emerges, and this week was no different, with the, I want to say, invention or the assembly of the Constitution DAO. A DAO, a DAO, is a decentralized autonomous organization, and it's meant to be a form of democracy amongst its members. And the Constitution DAO was quickly put together by the community by assembly and rallying 17,437 donations in an average of $206.26 in Ethereum to try and bid out the copy of the US Constitution that was auctioned by Sotheby's throughout the week. Unfortunately, the DAO wasn't successful in its goals because the amount in the Ethereum blockchain, which is public, was outbidded by the CEO of the Citadel Group, Ken Griffin. So the copy, which is one of the 13 copies of the US Constitution, is now property of Mr. Kenneth Griffin, CEO of Citadel, and not property of this Constitution DAO. Although they weren't as successful as we all rooted for them to be in the week, what happened is this is a new thing. Everything from the website, the smart contract, some of the wallets that were part of this undertaking were all brand new, and they were all assembled in a matter of days in order to prepare to purchase or to bid in the US Constitution auction held at Sotheby's. Another thing that we can highlight from this whole adventure is that for the first time in a live setting for a bid on a traditional auction house, Ethereum was listed as one of the potential currencies. So there was a bunch of currencies listed in terms of the amount that was being bid, and Ethereum was one of them. So if this isn't like a real world acknowledgement that Web3 is here to stay, well, nothing else is, right? So interesting to see this movement. I'm really interested to see how the DAOs are going to evolve, because this was very quickly put together. So we know that this has a time to market component to it, but more interesting would be to see how these things evolve, how decisions are being made. We're seeing a number of DAOs emerge as part of the whole metaverse discussion, and this is just the start. The fintech phenomenon in Brazil is no small change, and one of the major players in Brazil, the payment fintech Shippay, announced a partnership with Coin Payments, one of the largest crypto payment processors in the world. Coin Payments, a US startup that was launched in 2013, has moved around over $10 billion worth of cryptocurrencies. And Shippay, which is one of the largest ones in Brazil, has transactioned more than 2 billion reais in digital payments in retail this year in Brazil alone. So the partnership comes into play to bring coin payments into Brazil and have access to all of the over 500,000 physical establishments and 10,000 virtual stores that Shippay services, all of the coin payments, crypto payments possibilities. So in practice, the idea is to allow the merchants to actually receive payments in cryptocurrencies and then decide how they're going to have those balances stored, either in crypto or in real, which is the Brazil's fiat currency, allowing the merchants to deal with cryptocurrencies, start dealing with cryptocurrencies in the space, and also the patrons to pay in whatever currencies they see fit. So even in the bakery shop, you can have your latte and your pão de queijo paid off with cryptocurrencies if you so desire. So this is a very first step in what Rubens Neistein, business manager of Coin Payments, and mentions, quote, this is the first step for retail to also take advantage of security and agility of cryptocurrencies. Besides, it popularizes even more this type of asset, not only as means for investment, but also as something useful to be used in the day-to-day shopping, end quote. So, interesting to see how this is going to impact Brazil. Brazil has one of the most modern instant payments infrastructure with the introduction of SPI or PIX last year. So it's been a year, and PIX has become one of the largest things in the financial space in Brazil. It's sponsored by the central bank. All of the banks have onboarded. It's been quite a year for the financial services industry. But it's interesting that now, with the ability to pay in over 2,000 different currencies, maybe Brazil will start on-ramping into crypto with the help of Coin Payments or Visa or MasterCard, who are all trying to be the key player into facilitating the adoption of crypto on a day-to-day payment practices everywhere. So we'll see how that evolves, and we'll keep tabs on this because it's super interesting as to how the acceptance of this is going to be in the coming months. Bacon Protocol, a mortgage lender startup, announced that they minted the first 7 mortgages on NFTs, meaning that investors and borrowers now can opt in this type of instrument to facilitate borrowing and lending money for homeowners in the US. The interest rates that are being practiced by these NFTs range from 1.5% to 3.1%, which comparing to the average mortgage in the US between 2.27 and 2.98% seem fairly reasonable. The 30-year fixed rate mortgage peaked 3.14% back in October. So this is good news for homeowners who want to refinance a portion of their assets. The whole process works by a artificial intelligence assessment of the value of the asset, and then a portion of this is issued on an NFT that is then purchased by investors, and then the NFT now represents that portion of that particular debt. And the homeowner can now pay according to the installments, according to the interest that has been determined on the NFT, to finally get that loan repaid. So the NFTs wrap the lien on the home, and the protocol lands against that NFT. Now, this sort of merges the whole concept of NFT with DeFi and even with TradFi, because I don't think mortgage is going to go away anytime soon. People still need places to live regardless of where in the metaverse they'll be in. The metaverse still exists. So I think this isn't a product that's going to go away with financial innovation, but it's interesting to see that financial innovation is coming into the product and allowing the contracts to be written on a smart contract that handles an NFT, and then the NFT handles the whole process of lending and borrowing and all of the installment payments to facilitate and remove friction from all of the process. So here out banks, this is probably a new way to do stuff. This is probably easier and cheaper to do than what you have been doing. And of course, we're seeing a lot of better mortgage rates on the range that is now practiced through the NFT. So if it's more secure, more easier to do, frictionless, and more achievable and affordable for people, this might come in handy if you're not a crypto billionaire, this probably is still something that you want to do. So NFTs for mortgages, apparently a new way to go. And because the week was packed full of news, here's more. Time Magazine, Barbados, Deadmau5, and Moeda Bank all announced a bunch of stuff on the metaverse this week. Square, Jax Square, announced a Bitcoin exchange by the name of TBDEX with a white paper. Foxbit in Brazil announced crypto as a service for other industries to jump in. The World Economic Forum announced a white paper for digital currency governance. SDX in Switzerland announced tokenized bonds in the exchange. Kudos and Tingo announced a partnership to end poverty. Paraswap, the exchange, announced an airdrop to previous users. Circle announced stablecoins of the Japanese yen. JP Morgan announced carbon traceability with blockchain. A bunch of NFT news on Poker Awards, multi-chain NFT support. A feud emerged from the Miramax and Tarantino NFT issuance. Centaurify announced tickets on NFT. And finally, in the LaBitConf conference, El Salvador announced the Bitcoin City. The Block Drops podcast is available on Anchor FM, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcasts, Numis, and iColab. You can reach out to us through Instagram at Block Drops Podcast, on Twitter at Block Drops Pod, and via email, blockdropspodcast@gmail.com.
Yay!
Shoutouts today to Ajit Tripathi, the Chain Yoda, Fabio Chiesini, Levi Brocklehurst, Rich Lotlikar, Paul Brody, Andrea Frosinini, Fabio Chiesini, Dennis Hillerman, Nayam Hanashiro, Karen O'Toni, Sheila Warren, Claudia Mancini, and Bernardo Quintão. This is all for today. See you next time. Tchau.